Again, church family. Oh, where is the good morning? Good morning, church family, once again. What day is today besides Sabbath? Does the title give you any hint? The color of the title? So, yes. I want to embarrass my brother here a little bit. I want him to stand up. And then the other half to stand up. And the little one to stand up. They're a military family. We have another military man here too. Would you please stand up? Who else, please stand up? Anybody else? The family, yes, the family. Anybody else? Any other ones that have put on a uniform before? Okay. All of you, I would like to please be seated. When we did this part here, we were thinking about you and everyone. We do have our son that wears a uniform too as a Marine. And some of you may have some relation to somebody who serves in another country as well. That's why we talk about loyalty today, the subject of loyalty, because it's pretty much a very key word for this time and this time in that we are living through now, and also about. So I put this together, thinking about you. So let's just pay attention to it. I was hoping that we had a pianist that would be playing in the background, God Bless America. Okay, but this is what we put together just to honor your desire and your commitment to put on the uniform. We respect you for it, and we are grateful that you choose to serve. Amen. A nation that forgets those that serves is a very ungrateful nation. And one thing that we cannot afford to be, as Christians cannot afford to be ungrateful. To be grateful, it is a matter of honor. We need to be grateful. And we are grateful. And by the way, I say this not because my son wears a uniform. I used to say those things even before, because that's deeply what I believe. I believe that anybody who has the courage to put on a uniform, to defend what is good, to serve, deserves respect and deserves gratitude. And to all of you and your families, we thank you very much as a church, as God's people. All right? Once again, thank you for your service. Now to our message. Loyal as an adjective. Faithful. Honorable. Law-abiding. Faithful in carrying out legal obligations and dutiful of the laws of honor. And I copied this from a dictionary, but I like it so much the way it was put, because every single statement here applies to somebody who puts on the uniform. You cannot put on a uniform unless you want to be faithful to whatever cause you want to defend, to be honorable. You know, there are people that are wearing the uniform, and sometimes they disgrace the uniform, and they are, you know, taken out of the service because they do not act properly. Imagine as we as Christians, we also put on a uniform. In our uniform, it is called loyalty. That's our uniform. And so think about this as we go through our message today. Loyalty has an important social function. Only by an individual's willingness, in cooperation with others, to invest intellectual and moral resources in a generous way, has it been possible for communities of various kinds to emerge and continue to exist. Somebody reads this and thinks that they are talking about churches but no, communities in every sense. And this from the Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica, on loyalty. So if you look carefully, it says individuals have contributed with their intellect, but also in many other ways, the moral aspect of their resources. That's the only way any community can exist. When morality or when people corrupt intellectually or morally, there is no community. Loyalty, it doesn't matter if it's here or anywhere, in a family, in a church, in a state, in every level, no society can exist without loyalty. Loyalty is not a word. So what is loyalty? It is a lifestyle. Another one, it says, there is something wrong with your character. If, and I emphasize the if, opportunity controls your loyalty. Many people are loyal as long as it's convenient. The moment it becomes inconvenient, then their loyalty collapses. So it was not loyalty at all. Some people pretend very well that they act and they deserve an Oscar for the way they act. But when crisis comes, then they collapse. Because the only thing that can hold you up when Christ comes is the sense of loyalty. The testing of our loyalty. Let me read for you Revelation 12, verse 17, New Living Translation says, and the dragon, who is the dragon? Abaddon, okay, the destroyer. And the dragon was angry. Why was he angry? Because the woman persists to be loyal. Because if she gave up loyalty, the dragon will be fine. Because you see, one thing that we do not realize, or either you're loyal to God, or you're loyal to the devil, to the dragon. There is no in between. There's no gray area. And the dragon was angry at the woman and declared war against the rest of her children, you and me, all who keep the God's commandments and maintain their testimony of Jesus. Is this text referring to somebody who keeps 9 commandments? No. Are you sure? What about them? What will happen to them? If you break one, you break loyalty. There is no loyalty in 9 commandments. There's no loyalty in 99% of falling anything. So loyalty is only loyalty when it's 100%. Even if you take 1% left there, is no loyalty anymore. It says, don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The word here, suffer. Why suffer? The devil wants to make people suffer so they give up their loyalty. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. This text actually is talking about the beginning of the Christian church. But it's also applied to the last days. Because the devil never changed. Just like my sister mentioned during the Sabbath school lesson. The devil never changes. He keeps using the same techniques because it works. It says, send you to test you. You will suffer 10 days. And this literally, biblically, was 10 years. There was the most severe persecution against the Christians. But if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life. It says, if, pay attention to the if, it's a condition. A condition reflects choice. And if you make a choice to be loyal, God will be loyal to you and will allow you to keep life eternally. Revelation 12, verse 11, it says, New King James, and they overcame him by the blood. Him here is Satan, the dragon. And they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Why? Because they love life, and they didn't mind to lose their life, this life, in order to keep life forever. Paul says this: "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ." And this is our text for today. You must put on the uniform. You must put on the uniform. And the uniform, as I mentioned before, is loyalty to God. Fight the good fight of faith. Imagine that Paul, through the Holy Spirit, is talking to you today. He's saying to you, put on the uniform. Put on loyalty in your life. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12, New King James. Now, what do you see here? What do you see in this picture? For those that are online, we have in the screen the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And there is two individuals at that moment that were also in the cross. One individual insists to be loyal to the local church, the same local church that put Jesus on the cross. But the other one realized, why am I attacking this individual? I like to join him. You see, there are people that join good movements only in time of crisis. But there are people that are in time of crisis, they run for cover. If you open your Bibles, I don't have on the screen, quickly please open your Bibles in John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And talking about loyalty, what is 666? Is the symbol of rebellion. So John 6:66, what does it say? John chapter 6, verse 66. John 6:66. Yes, go ahead. Stand up, young man, and read for us very loud so that everybody can hear you. Thank you. The emphasis here, many of his disciples. Just for you to have an idea, this was the last time that Jesus was going through Jericho and going to Jerusalem. And so he told this enormous group of people, more than 70 disciples he had at that time. He told them, the Son of Man is going to Jerusalem. And over there, he will be arrested. And this, and this, and this, and this is going to happen. As he says, and this is going to happen, the people start walking away, little by little. Oops, I thought it was just free health care, free food, but now it's trouble too, accountability. Nope. It's just like somebody came to the food line just to get some food, and then they said, by the way, before you get the box with food, there are some chores that you have to do here. There's some work that we need to clean this room. I'm not hungry anymore. And they took off. They took off. As we read this, and sometimes we laugh, but John 6:66 is about you, my brother and sister. It's about loyalty. Loyalty when the test comes, when it's difficult to stand up. When it's easy to stand up, when everybody else is standing up, that must be easy. But when it's difficult, those things which are precious are saved only by sacrifice. It is in time when nobody else has the courage to stand up, that if you do stand up, it will count very highly. Those things which are precious are saved only by sacrifice. Do you know who said this? A soldier. David Kenyon Webster. In a World War, he was a parachute, and he wrote a memoir, and he put this quote on his book. It's beautiful. Those things which are precious are saved only by sacrifice. I can say that a statement like this is even inspired by the Holy Spirit, because it holds a very precious principle. There is no loyalty without sacrifice. There is no faith without sacrifice. There is no eternal life without sacrifice. Look at the picture, and you see that it needs a sacrifice in order for us to be saved. He used the word, are saved only by sacrifice. Loyalty requires sacrifice, always until the end. Loyalty requires sacrifice today, tomorrow, and always. Loyalty means nothing unless it has at its heart the absolute principle of self-sacrifice. This is somebody else who wrote. Woodrow Wilson said this. Absolute principle of self-sacrifice is necessary. Now, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. In the Marines, soldiers, they use this a lot, this verse a lot. John 15:13. New Living Translation. There is no, you know, especially when you are there in a situation when a bullet is starting zoop, zoop, like a mosquitoes, but with a little faster, zoop, 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 passing, but then you become faithful, believe me, very fast. You realize there is God. And so this is the time when they say to each other, you know, as a sign of commitment. This is how we know what real love is. Look at the picture. This is how we know what real love is. Jesus gave his life for us. So we should give our lives for our brothers and sisters. I'll tell you why I like this verse so much. Because sometimes we are in a society that we like to take things. And America is wonderful in this aspect, but also sadly, because the more you give, sometimes you take away from somebody the desire to produce. When you raise people only with the notion that I'm entitled to this, I'm entitled to that, we are destroying our young people, we are destroying our nation, we're destroying our influence in the world, because we are turning our nation into getting things, to take things instead of giving, to produce. And a nation that does not produce good things produce rotten things. And that's sadly, but it's happening. Human loyalty will reach up from the earth, and God's righteousness will look down from heaven. That's Psalm 85:11. Good News Translation is this. I like this as when human loyalty reach out from earth, looking up for God's grace, God look down and brings from heaven what we are seeking with our loyalty. Whoever tries to live right and be loyal finds life. What else comes out of as a product of loyalty? Not only life, but also success. But one more thing, an honor. This is Proverbs 21:21. New Century Version. If you look at different version, you will not find the word loyal there. You may find the word faithfulness, which is equivalent. But I chose this because the subject today was loyalty, so I chose this version. Paul says also, put on the full armor of God so that you can fight against the devil's evil tricks. Sometimes people go to a battle against a giant and they don't take the proper weapon. And the giant says, you know what the Goliath did with David? He looked at David and then he says that, oh, this poor little kid. He didn't realize that the giant was David. He was the little one. Goliath was the little one. Because when you have God in your side, when you're loyal to God, you are the giant. Amen. You are the one who has the tools, the weapons. Now, how many know who wrote this book? Ellen White, the name is right there, right? This is what she said. The Lord abhors indifference and disloyalty in a time of crisis in his work. The whole universe is watching with what kind of a urgency, surprise, at awe, interest, the closing scenes of the great controversy between good and evil. The world is watching. And she continues, the people of God are nearing the borders of the eternal world. What can be of more importance to them that they be loyal to God's, the God of heaven? We all talk, I mean, I don't know how many of you here call yourself Seventh-day Adventist. If you do, you have heard over and over again, three angels' message. Right? We hear this all the time. We see angels fly, three in the church symbol. You see all the three. We talk about this all the time. Do you know what is the three angels' message all about? One word, loyalty. Is the question, are you going to be loyal to the beast? Or are you going to be loyal to Abba? Abba or Abaddon? That's the question. That's the only question at the end. Who are you going to be serving when that time comes? And that time is here. Continue, he says, all through the ages, God has had moral heroes. And he has them today. And they are sitting here. Are you a volunteer? Are you one of God's heroes that will be loyal, will stand up? Those who, like Joseph, Elijah, Daniel, and many others, are not ashamed to acknowledge themselves his peculiar people. And today we... people are afraid of the word peculiar. You know, every Christian today are peculiar in the eyes of some people. His special blessing accompanies the labors of men of action. And lastly, men who will not be swerved from the straight line of duty, but who will, with divine energy, will inquire who is on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? Where is your loyalty? When you decide to follow your faith, do you look towards the Vatican? No. Do you look towards the President of the United States? The politicians? They are making rules like they were God. They are making rules that contradict what God is teaching. The Bible teaches us that we have to be loyal to the governments that is in place, but with one condition, that that government is not trying to replace God in your life. Amen. That is a question of loyalty that you'll be asked in the last days. Who do you serve? The power that you have elected, or the power that has elected you? Who are you choosing to serve? What kind of uniform do you have on? Because we all enlisted. By Abaddon or by Abba. I thought about talking about the mark of the beast, but I think that we all know who the beast is, so let's not take too much time with beasts. Revelation 14:12, it says, "Here is the patience of the saints." And who are the saints? What does the word saint mean? 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 Holy. Holy, holy, holy. Here are the patience of the holy people. Why they are holy? No one can make you holy. Churches don't make you holy. Doctrines don't make you holy. The only one who makes you holy is God. And you can only be holy when you look like Him. There's no way you can be looked like somebody from Rome and look like that you are Holy One. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Here are the ones who has the right uniform on. Here's the one who served the King of Kings. Here are those that will go through a battle, will be bruised, but will never be defeated. Amen. Ever. Exodus 20 verse 3 says what? A call to loyalty. You shall have no other gods before me. It doesn't matter if he calls himself Papa, Pope, or whatever. It doesn't matter if they are head of your denomination. It doesn't matter if they are the pastor in front, standing in front of you. It doesn't matter if he's your father, your mother. It doesn't matter if he was elected by the majority or if he is there by an accident. Whatever is the case, you shall have no other gods before me. And that includes yourself. Because the worst of the worst, the worst God, the worst pagan God that you can serve is when you look in the mirror and you think you are one of them. And then it says this, you must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens, on the earth. The point is between the two commandments, do not give your loyalty to nobody else but for your Creator, the only one who deserves to have it. Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have been loyal all my life. I am in peace because I know who I have served. Oh, by the way, that's my version. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I am loyal. I'm wearing the right uniform. I hope you are too, brothers and sisters, because only the people with the right uniform will be able to see the King of Kings. In Revelation 21:7, New Central Version says, those who win the victory will receive this. And what is that we will receive? And I will be their God, and they will be my children. Yes, loyalty is a key element of our relationship with our spouses, our country, but above all, our God. Be sure to do everything I have commanded you. Do not add anything to it. And do not take anything away from it. Deuteronomy 12:32, New Central Version. Because if you add anything to it, then your loyalty is no longer loyal to God, is loyal to somebody else. And how many people have disobeyed this? By the way, same statement you find in the end of the book of Revelation. In the beginning of the Bible, the end of the Bible says, do not add anything to it. It doesn't matter how sophisticated is your excuse. You have no power to add in the Word of God and claim that you serve God. You serve only God if you follow what He has taught you. The world and everything that the people want in it are passing away, but the person who does what God wants will live forever. Those who wear the right uniform will live forever. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, New Century Version. Brothers and sisters, we all have an altar before us. We get up, the altar is there. We go to bed, the altar is there. We decide what we put in this altar. That will define who we serve. I hope the Lamb of God is the one in your altar every day. God bless.
Amen.
As closing, we're going to read, we're going to sing, When We All Get to Heaven.